This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Matt Bracken. As you can see right there, let's punch up the side camera. I love it. I bet he thought that was like a three-minute break, not a one-minute break, but he's right over there when he comes back. We will talk more with him. Really smart guy. Really enjoy talking to him. Very humble guy, like so many of those great folks are. But in a moment, he'll be coming back. Here are some of those articles I was mentioning. As deadlines come and go, Puerto Rico's debt crisis grows, CS Monitor. A canary in the San Juan coal mine is what Bloomberg says. Here's another one. Puerto Rico will default on government development bank debt. Again, what does that signify? Again, what will that mean? And then as he's speaking here, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, I'm going to go over some of the other articles about illegals to get more money than Social Security recipients. That's official. All of this. But really, overall, there is a hatred of the West, of Americana, of free market by the elites. That's why they're desperately trying to consolidate power. Matt, I've been asking a lot of the questions. This is a short segment, but getting back to other points you want to impart to folks.
You know, people should look at history in a lot of respects in terms of wave theory. Look up what a Kondratiev wave is, which is sort of a multi-generational economic cycle postulated by a Russian economist at the beginning of the 20th century.
You're talking about turnings.
Yeah, and when people forget, when you have three or four generations on Wall Street that never suffered a wipeout crash, like a 1929 type of crash, they're normalcy bias says it can never happen.
They're like dodo birds.
It's different this time. You know, that's the famous saying. It's different this time. The French Revolution happened. Social change came. It was an engineered event. There was no huge protest among French peasants at the time, but the conspirators that had come from Bavaria, Adam Weishaupt, the original Illuminists, you know, they instigated the French Revolution as a way of like engineering a way to be on top of that. You know, if you look at the 1917 revolution in Russia, American bankers funded Lenin going to Russia, you know, the Finland station, all of that. That was paid for by American bankers hoping to get in on the ground floor. They're amoral, but a figure like the American capitalist industrialist Armand Hammer, you know, so what if they're mass murdering communists? Who cares? We're going to be in tight with them right from the ground floor. So you'll often see an evolution in economics that's followed by an evolution in society. When the Industrial Revolution began, it led to factory work. Factory work led to workers living in, you know, mass huddled slums near the factories, which led to unions. Unions then were co-opted by the progressives and communists. But behind them, it's one of the strangest things is to see communists in bed with billionaires, you know, who are like the original Adam Weishaupt. They believe that society is perfectible. In fact, that was one of the other names that Weishaupt was going to give to his Illuminist group, that was going to be the perfectibility society. Another one was the bee society, like we're all going to be in the beehive, and guess who's going to be the queen bee? So human beings can be figured out and perfected with progressive, super intelligent, super elites. So why shouldn't they also be billionaires? It's kind of perverse and strange, but on the backside of the circle, you know, a lot of times the billionaires actually meet the black bloc. You know, they both profit from revolution and rage and overturning. They all hope to emerge on top of the wreckage after the tsunami.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Bracken, in my experience dealing with the black bloc all over the country, I've had them always punch me in the back, act like they didn't, trying to make some, you know, big deal happen. They normally get in brand new Mercedes, Jaguars. We have tape of this. These are all pretty much kids the leaders of it, of rich corporate heads, and their kids are doing military service in America and actually know that they're taking over, and they'll admit to me, we're going to kill you soon. Of course we're fascists. So they're even more evil than that.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I mentioned some of these articles in the last hour. I want to just show TV viewers some of them now, and then also read out the headlines for radio listeners. You can see this is happening. Puerto Ricans leaving island for U.S. in record numbers, CNN, due to the economic crisis there and the ongoing default. They're in a full-bore depression. That's in Bloomberg as well. Obama budget $17,613 for every new illegal minor, more than Social Security retirees get. And they won't let Christian refugees come here. For every like 300, 400, there's one token. When 20% of Syria is Christian, and run them for their lives. Hundreds of thousands killed. Why would our elite do that? Ted Cruz's support softens among the delegates he counted. That's just folks are waking up on that front. Graham, Lindsey Graham, the Queen of the Senate, says Trump would lead to another 9/11. These are the people bringing in the jihadis, funding ISIS and al-Qaeda with Saudi Arabia, caught red-handed. Trump's exposing it, exposing it 28 pages. There's a sick globalist alliance with radical Islam, and they say Trump is going to cause it. It's crazy how they invert reality. Since I mentioned this, NATO deploys 4,000 troops to Russian border. as the EUCOM chief urges, quote, return to war planning. Meanwhile, watch German shut down leftist minister's pro-migrant speech and chase him through the streets. But don't worry. The London Express reports EU military police carrying out extremely worrying civil unrest crisis training. And it's not for the Muslims, folks. They can do whatever they want to encourage the aggression until it explodes. So the elites are doing this on purpose. And I can look at history and things. They're insane. I've run into so many really rich people, I mean billionaires, that are either scared moving to New Zealand years ago, but they tell me, oh, the rest of the elite are nuts. They're right. They're crazy. They want total control. And they like to see us squirm. It's like entertainment. When you got 15 mistresses and all the rest, you know, these elites with Bill Clinton flying to sex islands with little kids, and it comes out, nobody gets in trouble. I mean, when you're into screwing little kids, folks, you're into blowing stuff up and killing innocent people. I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what we're dealing with here. So I mentioned all that, so I thought I would just, and of course, George Will, in his last article in the Washington Post, saying, we are sovereign, your vote doesn't count. You are nobody. That's what he says. Here, let me say it in White Shoe Boy talk, what he actually said. A convention sovereign duty, that's their sovereignty, a convention, that's the party, I'm deciphering. This little arrogant piece of filth thinks we don't understand this. It just makes it sound fancy to you, so you just shut up and go along with it, like the queen with a stupid hat on. A convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee who has a reasonable chance to win, not to passively affirm the will of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protected process. It's like you come up and mug somebody and knock their teeth out, you go, and then I went to your mandibles and massaged them for lovingness that you would not ever have to deal with them and brush them. I took them from your mouth in a loving flurry. No, you knocked your teeth out with a frickin' ball peen hammer, you little bastard. And it's this type of garbage that I'm sick of. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to start taking your calls in the next segment. 800-259-9231 for Mr. Bracken, a great writer, great brain, really impressed with his work. Want to have him on routinely, want to have him on the nightly news, you name it, even to pop in when events are happening. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us with your questions or comments on these subjects or for Mr. Bracken or myself. And then just briefly, this is a backdrop to all this. We're running a special on the best horrible food out there at InfoWarsStore.com, powered by my Patriot, the widest selection, 30 to 40% off. I twisted their arms. I'm able to extend it a day, maybe two. It's got to stop. Okay, because nobody else has these prices. 10% off all other preparedness items from car jumping, little micro batteries and stuff. Gets more and more miniaturized, works so well. It plugs into dozens of different devices. Everything from G-Shock washers, a whole spectrum of the best gravity-fed and survival filters out there. High-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, the widest spectrum of those out there. High-quality shortwave radios, crank-powered, solar-powered, you name it. And so much more. When you're moving around with cell phones, you need to put them in the little packages with the lead walls so that, you know, obviously you can't be tracked. Just as a rule, folks, for your privacy, those are there. Plus, folks can't hack your phone with those. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. Before you leave today, I want to talk about some of your books. I can't wait to read those with the different scenarios you come up with for folks to, you know, get inside the game. But we got about 6-7 minutes to break. What other key points do you want to add? Where do you think this is all going? What do you think about Trump? What are other big observations you want to get out to people?
Well, I think that every time that I see or hear, it's a battle for our minds. It really is. It's all about getting the herd running. Now, the herd can be run like buffaloes right towards a cliff. The people that are doing the buffalo herding, they don't plan on going over the cliff edge. They just want to get the buffaloes moving. Whether it's the people that hate Trump so much or the people that love Trump so much, we're gearing up for a big collision. The people that are engineering the collision do not plan to be at the site of the train wreck. They're going to be on a jet to New Zealand or, you know, Chile, somewhere nice in another hemisphere. I had a lot of great reaction after the show last week, and one person on Facebook said, oh, you went on the Alex Jones show. You've lost your credibility. And I said, what? Do you think they would have me on Fox News? I'm not a script reader. To get on network television, you have to join the club. You have to go to your own little Bilderberg meeting, so to speak. You have to get invited to network, go upstairs and meet the big shots in the top corner office, and that's where they learn that you really are a docile puppy that will roll over and, you know, expose your throat and ask for a rub on the stomach. That you'll never rock the boat. You won't be a loose cannon. You'll stay on script. You'll respect the third rails, and you'll, you know, promote the going narrative. It's basically not that much different from Pravda and Izvestia, except we have more flavors of propaganda. But none of them really go way off of message. Now, I'm old enough to remember Watergate. I was working outdoors construction. The whole summer, they preempted every network channel. You couldn't turn your TV on and not see gavel-to-gavel coverage. The front page of every newspaper for a year was Watergate until Nixon was thrown out. Nobody died in the Watergate. 300 to 400 or more by now, Mexicans died on purpose as a result of Fast and Furious. Benghazi is another case. Americans died. The president was hiding. No help was sent. It's not my point to bring up these old cases. Just to study how the media portrays them. If the media had focused on Fast and Furious, hundreds of Mexicans killed so that they could discredit the Second Amendment. During the time before Agent Terry was killed, Holder, Hillary Clinton at State Department, and Obama were on a narrative that I call the 90% lie. Every time they were on Sunday morning show, they would talk about how it's so terrible that 90% of the guns found in Mexico came from American gun stores.
They were guilting us.
And it's the fault of the Second Amendment, and it's the fault of these gun stores. These were gun stores that were forced and coerced Ordered. By the ATF. But I don't even care about that. I mean, that's terrible. What I care about is that the media stayed away from it. How many Americans know that zero people died at Watergate, hundreds died at Fast and Furious, four died in Benghazi, including an ambassador, which
that's
is
right.
the equivalent
and Cheryl
of a four-star general.
Basically lost her job at CBS for being the only person in a command position to be able to sneak through the truth. And let me just stop
Atkinson.
You there. Since you bring this up, Matt, they use all this peer pressure like, ooh, you're discredited, you're on Alex Jones, or, oh, Matt's discredited, Matt Drudge, I think it's more and more popular, he links to Alex Jones. They hate this show because they know how accurate it is. It's reaching 28 million people a week now worldwide, 15 million of them here in the U.S., we're really a global audience. Like all these corporate guys go, too bad more than half your audience is overseas. Doesn't really matter for money making. I don't care about that at the end of the day. Globally, I want to affect the change. That's the real value. But absolutely, it's a psyop. Like, you can't be for Trump. He's a racist. You're discredited now. People know the media is lying. How bad is it that the mainstream media, in an AP poll, also Gallup showed the same number, 6% trust rate. Don't they get they're pathetic and saying we're kooks is our red badge of honor?
When on network television, they've got fantastic production values, great studios, beautiful blonde newsreaders, every graphic you can possibly imagine, reporters all over the place, but they don't tell the truth. The reason that 28 million people a week are watching Alex Jones is because you go places that they won't go. We look at them now and we just see Pravda. Now you've got, you know, red Republican Pravda, and you got blue Democrat Pravda. But when you've got George Will basically, you know, agreeing with the Democrats that we've got to keep this Trump out, even if we lose even if Hillary wins, George Will's happier with Hillary. But I don't even see that as the problem now, because whether it's Hillary or Trump, by January, this country is going to be in a whole new ballgame. I'll be surprised if nobody takes a shot at Trump. The other day when he hopped the Jersey barricades to get into the rally that was up in Northern California, it reminded me of 1914 in Yugoslavia with the
Crown
Archduke.
Prince.
Yeah, the bomb it was a failure. They tried to toss a bomb in his car, and it bounced off and went under the car behind. Then their security detail made a series of mistakes, but the conspirators thought the plot had failed. Gavilo Princip was sitting in a cafe, you know, drowning his sorrows at missing his big chance. The security details had kind of a snafu, and here comes the Archduke straight down the street where Gavilo Princip, the mission has already failed, it's an abort, he's having a beer, he steps out and shoots him.
And that was British intelligence manipulating the Black Hand to fool the Germanic group into going into World War One. Absolute total setup. Yeah, folks, the West was pretty much the bad guys in World War One. Then you see what it created. The next group of bad guys, Adolf Hitler in World War Two, who was also financed by the British and U.S. elite. They're very sophisticated, but their BS is coming to an end.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Look, I know most of you know what we are talking about is true. You've got more experiences than we do. There's a lot of amazing people out there, but the general public still doesn't get how history works. There are groups of ruling predators who don't like freedom and don't like real prosperity. They want total control. Humans are the same all over the world because of the same patterns, as our guest was just saying earlier. It's totally true. But we've now reached a crossroads with the weapons and the technology and the huge population and all the rest of it, where you have an elite that has passed on its class envy. You're like, well, wait, the elite has class envy? Yes, against the middle class. So they're playing the giant unwashed masses off against the middle class, pressure from below and the elites above. That's their admitted plan. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written books admitting it. He's one of their top gophers, one of their top planners, one of their top generals. And so they've got all these different disparate groups filled with class envy, chips on the shoulders, you name it, none worse than the white knight social justice warriors who just want to see Rome burn, even though these fat, soft, stupid people don't even know how to throw a punch, folks. And I watch them just beat up the Trump people. They just stand there and let them beat them up. I mean, I don't know who is wimpier, but all I know is that is scary looking to me. I don't know what they've done. Is it TV? Is it the culture? Is it modern industrial sickness, like space sickness? I don't know. We're going to go to callers at the start of the next segment. Oh, phones are loaded. Crystal, Shane, Billy, Andrew, Joseph, and others. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Other points, Matt Bragg, I know you got cut off with a break, of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com that you want to make. And then also, any rays of hope you see out there?
Well, if anybody goes to my Amazon reviews, you know, one of the most common things is that I saw this coming a long time ago. First book is about a false flag operation blaming, you know, right-wing militias for a massacre. Second book is about the Southwest splitting apart, the country basically fracturing. The third book, the country's completely fractured. Foreign peacekeepers are brought in because American National Guard won't fire on Americans sufficiently well. But you kind of get the idea of what I think could be ahead is not a very rosy scenario. I wish I could be just writing genre fiction, you know, the spies or adventure type of novels. But time is short, and we have to stay on the actual message because the water is going out, and we have to be that kid that's warning everybody that the tsunami is coming. And we can't reach everybody, but we can reach a lot of people. A hopeful sign I've seen in the last couple of weeks, a little bit of it is emerging above the surface, this fight between two Navy SEAL admirals. They're talking right now about a fairly parochial issue, but there's a lot of hate and discontent and tension among the flag ranks. And I'm waiting for somebody, an honorable general or admiral, to be as honorable as Colonel David Hackworth was. He was a battlefield commission in Korea as a kid. You know, he did not go to West Point. He was the youngest colonel in Army history in Vietnam. He wrote the book about face. He went on national news shows and said, the way we're fighting the war can't be won. We're being lied to. He took his uniform off and threw away his career out of a sense of honor, duty, honor, country, you know, integrity, the core values. And I'm not seeing that from our current generals. There are generals, and we can go by their assigned duty stations. We know who was on duty during Benghazi. We know. We know who was in Stuttgart. We know who saw all the flash traffic. If you've seen the movie 13 Hours, they allude to it. There are commandos on runways ready to go and save the little, besieged Alamo in Benghazi. Until then, we have always gone to save the Alamos. In this case, we didn't, because the president wanted the a few weeks from the election, he didn't want a possible Black Hawk Down scenario.
He also wanted weapons transferred. He wanted weapons transferred into Syria.
Just hide it. Just let that thing be overrun. Just let it be overrun. The terrible breach of faith. And there are generals and there are admirals that know that we're undergoing a cultural Marxist destabilization. You know, transgender military, hello? Can you say good order and discipline? If you were trying to destroy a military, make it combat ineffective, ruin its morale, drive out the best soldiers and sailors, this is what you would do. So why aren't, I look at some of the famous generals that are always on TV on the Sunday morning shows. You know, even Petraeus, come on, salvage your honor, general. Write the memoir now while it makes a difference. Don't punk out and write your memoir.
I agree. Stay there. But it's even beyond honor. You would do it for honor, my friend, Mr. Bracken. These guys need to understand, it's end of the line. You're going to get screwed over. All these globalists are screwing each other. See, they claim they're going to honor each other, but there's no honor among thieves. That's why it's so dangerous. And they're starting to figure that out, which makes them steal even faster, which accelerates the collapse that much quicker. Whoa.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I don't believe this conspiracy is a Nazi conspiracy, but the Nazis were carrying out the latest civilization control technologies the world had. They envisioned the 10-member EU that would then expand into other countries. They wrote and talked about how they would put chemicals and things in food to slowly dumb down and poison populations before finally wiping them out, soft kill. They adopted from the Soviets, when they had a deal with them splitting Poland, they let them in and taught them how they put in up to 10 parts or higher per million of hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. That's in like Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, folks. That was in the Nuremberg trials. They would put acid-based fluoride, weaponized fluoride, in the water to make people docile and also lower fertility. And then we adopted that. Our 68 Gun Control Act is taken, except for 5 or 6 words, whole cloth, by Senator Dodd, the late Senator Dodd, who was on the Nuremberg trial, and changed her 68 Gun Control Act. So I guess the Hugo Boss black uniforms or something. Our elite thought that was really sexy, and they got 34 to 36,000, the numbers vary, in the rat line of Nazis over here to run basically everything, the intelligence agencies. Plus, they were in very short leashes and lived on military bases. Klaus Barbie, you'll run South America with the CIA, and you know this guy, you'll run NASA, and you'll. This is what they did. And my grandfather had been in World War II as a fighter pilot, and he would be as a lease hound out at oil fields and things, work for an oil company, and he'd have to go to a military base to get a chicken fried steak, and it would be like guys in there shooting their mouths off, oh, we really kicked your ass in World War II, we'll kick your ass now. There'd be fights and stuff because that's how arrogant these people were. But see, it's our elites, ladies and gentlemen, it's our elites that are the ones that are so sick-minded they're doing this, the Tuskegee experiment, all the rest of it. But think about it. I mean, I remember being a kid hearing my grandfather talk about all the damn Nazis, you know, at military bases after World War II and how much he hated them. And my mom would just go, he's a little eccentric, but, you know, it was all true. So that's what I'm getting at here is this, George Soros is a weird freakazoid Nazi collaborator that helped round up thousands of people. He goes on 60 Minutes and says he's not ashamed of it, and the ADL gives him an award. Well, these people, it's all about perversion. Like, to give a Jewish Nazi collaborator an award for being a Nazi war criminal, they think is really cute. Then they call Donald Trump a Nazi. The ADL came out this weekend and said, yeah, you're like a Nazi saying America first. Nationalism is Nazi. See, I mean, at a certain point, you're like, shut up. Don't try to import Nazism onto me when you're into it up your eyeballs. Anyways, I'm ranting. I want to go to these phone calls. Please sign up for our free newsletter, exclusive articles, exclusive videos, things like that, because it's so easy for them to censor our platforms now. And a lot of times I'm sending exclusive videos and articles out just to the folks on email. It's one of the few areas we're deficient that we never really promoted or pushed. And now with all the censorship coming in, all the experts say go low, high tech. This is the equivalent of, you know, shortwave radio of the future. So Infowars.com/newsletter. I want to go to calls here. Matt Bracken, a lot of amazing points. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. How do people get in contact with you? Tell us about some of your books. I mean, let's do a plug for all things EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com.
Yeah, my first three books are part of a trilogy. They take place in different places. Only a few characters hold over from one to the other, but they sort of follow an evolutionary narrative. The second one is the one that's taking place in the Southwest. It looks like a lot of it's coming true today with the big street riots where people are waving Mexican flags. I've always tried, I guess my novels are really to encourage people to look behind the curtain for the masters of the super elites. I'm not saying that they run everything, but boy, they sure do run a lot, including media. And when you can't trust the media, I mean, you know, we're basically being brainwashed, and most people are completely unaware of it. So it's up to those of us that see around the brainwashing, you know, to try to reach those of us, our friends and family that are reachable, and let them know that this is a very serious time right now, extremely serious. The waves are already heading for the beach from several directions. All this political squabbling, you know, it might seem quaint. In a year or two, people might be saying, you know, can you believe we were worried about whether Hillary or Trump would be elected? You know, as they're gathered around a barrel with trash in it, you know, for a fire. I mean, you know, the elites that are engineering this burning down the house scenario, you know, they think that on the other end, no matter what, they're going to come back and be in charge again. And maybe they will, because they'll preserve their wealth through the disaster, through the emergencies. The first Baron Rothschild, he changed his name to that, by the way. It means Red Shield. The first Baron Rothschild, who wasn't really a baron either, he said the time to buy is when the blood is running in the streets. He made a killing on Waterloo because his messengers got to England first with news of the battle results. You know, these guys use war as a tool, and they plan to outlast everything. But this super cycle might be bigger than even, say, 1914 to 1918. This might be bigger than World War II. We might look in history a century from now and see that World War I and World War II were sort of like precursor shocks to the big earthquake, which is coming now. Because nothing is going to be a bigger societal earthquake than a grid down.
Sure, just briefly, though, you made an astute point about New Zealand, but also Chile. I know a lot of really, really rich people that are going into these mountainous, very beautiful redoubts where they're building their own little mini cities with their own little towns, with their own imported security forces for what's coming. And I've gone to, you know, elite events where I've been a speaker and things where, you know, there's billionaires, quite a few of them in attendance. And they're going, you need to come with your family to Chile. And they're bugging out down there. They're bugging out to New Zealand. And it is just over the top that I've never seen such a migration out of Israel, out of the U.S. These elites are leaving, and they're going to, like you said, Chile and places Australia and other areas, but especially New Zealand. So that shows to me they really think there's a big probability something huge is coming.
Yeah, I see them going for, you know, the safe places that they think that, and if they have a number of castles, you know, if they have a number, and I just, and not that these are survivalist retreats, but Clooney owns a giant mansion in Los Angeles. He owns a giant mansion in Italy on the water, and he owns a giant mansion in England. So, you know, he can move, and he probably owns some things that aren't, he doesn't publicly show. And he's just an example. He's only a 200 millionaire. So imagine what the billionaires have for their preparations. But, and this is more or less directed to young people. Younger than me. I wrote something called Get Yourself a 30-Footer and Go. It refers to small, cheap sailboats that you can buy for almost nothing in rehab. You know, if you're a young guy or gal and you're fairly physically fit, you don't get seasick, and you wish that you had a bug out, that you know, you wish you had a way to get to New Zealand, read my short essay called Get Yourself a 30-Footer and Go, because there are some ways out. Everybody doesn't have to either be stuck in a city.
I was about to say, though, if you're in a big mega city, it's important to live right by the water and, like you said, have an escape boat or a sailboat, or a sailboat that's got a motor but also the sails.
Well, right. When I say sailboat, I'm assuming that it has an inboard diesel that can go for hundreds of miles alone, you know, even with no wind, enough to get you way out of the you know, the reach of the cities. But there are ways to prepare, and I think that we have to kind of just give up on the general media. You know, we still follow what they're saying on the networks as if, you know, what they're saying is newsworthy. And I think we have to abandon that. I get my own information from websites like yours, Western Rifle Shooters, Gates of Vienna, Vlad Tepes. There are fearless people out there working for nothing. They're not even inside of like a Breitbart type of a company with a salary. They're just doing it out of patriotism. And the information is out there, and the ability to link is super important. I admire Breitbart because they allow links in their comment sections. This might not seem like a significant thing in America, but if you're in Europe where you can be arrested for posting something on Facebook that, hey, I don't like these, you know, all these Muslims pushing their women around, you can be, you know, called in for talking to in Europe. So being able to spread links is how, that's sort of the modern version of Russian or Soviet samizdat. Or the pamphlets of the
sure. Well, Zuckerberg, as you know, he's been meeting with the communist Chinese censorship bosses, and they've announced at Silicon Valley meetings they want to get rid of comments altogether because it's just showing no one agrees, and they've already gotten rid of the links. So, yes, these are serious issues we're talking about. I want to have you back in a few weeks again to talk about what the breakdown in cities will probably look like. I know they've done military studies around the world. But within 9-10 days, most people will start murdering for food. Within about 15 to 16 days, 90%+ will start becoming cannibals. I mean, we're talking about a Viggo Mortensen road scenario within a month.
Yes.
And people just don't understand that.
A true bottleneck event. I wrote something that was maybe one of my most – it's funny because I'm not like in any of the legit, you know, name brand websites where they have to make sure that you're going to stay on message and not be a loose cannon, not rock the boat. I like rocking the boat, and I like – you know, I've always been a loose cannon. So I find a good home at some places that just take what I write. But if you – and I don't care where they are relinked. I say relink everything. Post stuff in whole. I don't care. I did put my first – I put a couple of my books on free on Amazon. For some reason, I couldn't do it until starting tomorrow. But a couple of my books will be free on Amazon tomorrow. Just if anybody's that broke, you know, you can download them.
I tell you, it is a freeing feeling, though, to not – I mean, because I always never worship money. But now, I don't even care. I just want to get the word out and stop this and – or save as many people as I can and just get my ass ready and get right
with
God.
What's the point? You know, what's the point of we're like running a kayak and windsurfer stand on the beach of Thailand. It's like, look, I can see, you know, getting your money back for the last guy to bring his windsurfer back on time, but it's really time to be thinking
worth
about
dying.
Heading for high ground.
It ain't worth dying, especially when you got kids. I'm going to go to some phone calls. We're going to go to We're going to go ahead and talk to Andrew. We're going to talk to Joseph, Billy, Shane, Crystal, everybody right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. It's great to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Thanks. I just wanted to ask Mr. Bracken about what he thought about the Dreamer riots in California, and I was listening to your guys' analogy about the Wizard of Oz earlier, and it was really funny, and I bet another analogy could be made about these Dreamer riots, basically like the Munchkins being told to turn on Dorothy as she's trying to free the Land of Oz.
Sure, but these guys are ideological. You have to understand, we have gone so far, just to isolate the Southwest, for example. Every university, every college, the last 40 years has had a very strong Mecha outfit. Imagine a group called the White Student Union, and their symbol is a lit dynamite bomb. And the word means fuse, Mecha. I mean, just imagine that. You'd have to be
in
an alternate reality.
Well, La Raza means the race.
Yeah, La Raza is the race. Mecha is fuse with a lit dynamite bomb logo. Well, for 40 years, university students have been graduating. They're now U.S. attorneys. They're judges. They're mayors of towns. You are never going to close the border if the mayor of an adjoining town is a traitor who is pipelining drugs and criminals through his
town. Well, that's it. They're criminalizing all the cultures. Mexico's falling to criminal culture. We're falling. And it's not the great people coming in that we elevate. It's literal gangsters. I mean, they're always catching, like, the mayor's brother or whatever here, like, you know,
sure,
running smugglers through his house, and they're, like, torturing him and stuff for more money.
But,
and it's just total crazy thugs. And oh, man, I tell you, it is so
the people
wild.
The people in La Raza and Mecha believe completely in Marxism. They are Marxist. They're pro-Palestinian. They're all the left-wing causes, you know, anti-Islamophobia, quote-unquote. But they are really hating big time on Whitey. Look up the Plan of Aztlan. They actually
well, that's
have
nothing compared to the Plan
like
of San Diego.
I mean,
you meant the Plan of San Diego?
Exactly, or called the Plan to Aztlan, but Plan of San Diego, exactly. And they have make no bones about it. They're going to wipe out the white guys. You know, it's the brown race. It's the new bronze race, which is ridiculous. I wrote something else called The True History of the Southwest 101. Yeah, you know, the Spanish came in as conquistadors. They weren't loving on the Indians. They burned them. they dragged them and
terrible.
Burned them.
But that's what I mean, though, is that it's just all twisted history. It's not even real.
Very twisted.
And this whole Aztlan plan is like a twisted German, Austrian-Hungarian Empire World War One manipulation. It's like an old battle plan running.
I'm confusing the Plan of San Diego. The plan of Aztlan.
Yes.
That is this is what they still have as the Constitution.
No, I'm not saying the plan as long, absolutely, but it all interfaces. Thank you, Andrew. Let's get in one more here before we got a break. Billy in Texas. Billy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Matt what he thought. I was reading up on the Mecha organization earlier, and I couldn't help but make a connection between what Judicial Watch has been saying and what you guys have been saying about the Muslims coming in, the radical Wahhabists, coming in across the border, and also the radicalization. How prone are these social justice warriors to radical Wahhabists?
You have to understand that it doesn't matter that women are chained up like dogs. It doesn't matter that they make them wear bags over their heads. It doesn't matter if they execute gay people or the communist Chinese kill gays. They don't care. Because it's anti-American, anti-West, so it must be good. They don't care that weird, twisted, sicko billionaires are running it all and laughing at them. It is the way to sabotage all these immigrants and others to never actually go up in society. It's meant to balkanize.
It's destabilization. It's a destabilization program. It's intentional. It's like putting so many people on the life raft that it has to tip over and send everybody into the water.
That's it.
You know, you're saying, oh, we need to put 10 more refugees in the life raft. You say, it's only at 1 inch above the waterline. No, we have to put 10 more in, or you're a bigot and a racist. The plan is to turn over the life raft and put everybody in the water.
They're gearing up for it. Anything else, Billy?
I just wanted to say I really support you guys. Just got my first InfoWar product and support my Hillary for Prison t-shirt. And God bless you. Thank you guys for everything you're doing.
All right, God bless you, sir. I appreciate the call, Billy. Let's go ahead and take another call. I'm going to skip this network break because it's so important. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Mr. Bracken.
Welcome.
Alex, you and your guests are unbelievable. From Bracken to Billy Corrigan to Roger Stone to everyone, it's unreal, and I thank you.
Well, we're all discredited. That's why we're exploding and they're dying. We're discredited. Fox News and CNN said I'm discredited. Oh, no.
Learn more in 10 minutes from Matt Bracken than I can learn in 10 years on the television.
Now, it is kind of fun to watch the ladies cross their legs and uncross them. But, yeah, other than that, you know, there's better stuff than that on the Internet. I don't want to go see that stuff. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just would like Matt and you to talk about the troops that the UN just put on the Russian border and the other aggressive maneuver that was made to the C-130 by the Russian fighter jet, I believe, 2 days ago or something like that, the barrel roll.
That's happened a bunch. Yeah, what do you make of NATO's moves? And like Fox News, I mean, I'm not saying Russia's perfect, but they've got two or three bases. We've got hundreds. They're moving troops in. They ran the color revolution there 2 years ago in Ukraine, trying to put crazy right-wingers in. They're playing Catholic off against Orthodox, using, again, sociology, classic anthropology tactics, admitting they spent $5 billion to do it. George Soros, again, quarterbacking it as usual.
Sure. Ukraine. Ukraine was a destabilization op. If you want to see what they're planning here, look at other destabilization ops. They're using a playbook. You can see what's going to happen.
Yeah, they did the destabilization all over Africa and the Middle East to put radical jihadists in. I mean, so why do they want this destabilization? They already pretty much run the world. Why are they doing something so dangerous?
Because we're going to hit the wall. Mathematics, you can't escape from mathematics. Over on Zero Hedge. Gosh, his name's escaping me right now. But I mean, yeah, you can't fudge mathematics. You can't pretend that 2 + 2 equals infinity. I mean, there's the end of the debt crisis is coming. And rather than be blamed for it, rather than be sitting in New York and be called down to, you know, appear in front of Congress, they're going to burn it down. They're going to blow it up and burn it down. Oh, gee, it was an act of God. But don't worry, I've got tons of gold down in Chile, down in New Zealand. And when it's all over, I'm going to fly back after the blood is a little sticky from running in the streets, Rothschild there. They're going to fly back and pick up some more castles and estates at fire sale prices. Now, if a few countries go completely, you know, haywire, that's all right. There's plenty of other countries and plenty of more castles.
No, that's it. Just like in Goodfellas, when they've maxed out the bar and everything they can, they burn the sucker down. This is almost a scorched earth retreat.
That's what it is. It's a mafia burnout. It's a mafia takedown. They're crashing it. Then they can blame external forces, acts of God. Oh, it was a war. But don't worry, when it's all over, we'll fly back in and pick up the best castles at dirt cheap prices.
You know what? They could have pulled this stuff off before, and they've gotten away with it a little bit. But the fact that the message has already gone out, the books are written, people are saving these videos. No matter what they do, we're going to reconstitute this country and others, and we're going to go get them. And this time there won't be a George Steele. There'll be arrest some 97-year-old guard because some document said their name was similar and take them to Israel as a Nazi. Just as some, and then the ADL gives awards to real Nazis. I mean, if they're not going to get away with it this time, I guarantee you they have gone too far pulling this off, and I guarantee you the elites and their stinking families that are involved in it are going to pay. And I think it's important to let them know. We're explaining. You're going to pay. Go ahead, sir.
It is. It's like warning the Nazis. You know, we're in certain circumstances, even POWs warned their bosses, look, you can see how the war is going. You can't kill us all. At the end, there's going to be trials. Well, I don't know what the end of this looks like. If it's a true bottleneck event, we could wind up in a new dark age. A plan to ride a tiger is not the same as riding a tiger. A plan to burn down the house and then, you know, buy the ashes for pennies on the dollar, it might not work out that way. We could enter a new dark age. In terms of cycles, you could say the biggest cycle, the one cycle, is mankind going from hunter-gatherer to modern man. First, he had to master mass agriculture. Once he did that, a city became possible. They domesticated first plants, then animals.
It's taken 8,000 years to get to this point, bare minimum, and now It's so unstable. All elites, all statisticians, all main engineers admit it. It's teetering even if we try to keep it together. And the fact that they're trying to use crisis to consolidate is the craziest. Look. It's like the Deepwater Horizon. It's been confirmed. Was ordered to dump seawater in because an executive knew they could save $1 million an hour, basically, with the amount of concrete and mud they were dumping in. And they had multiple crews quit. So they put a crew on that would say, okay, dump water on it. You know, some guy in Houston says so because some guy in London gave him an order. It's like, no, the engineers know. You do not dump seawater in there to pressurize it. I mean, it's
delusion. Just to save a buck. Just to save a buck. But, you know, when this crisis happens, if it becomes irrevocable, I mean, you almost would say a Stalinist North Korea in 1984 would be better than a total grid-down Mad Max.
I agree.
With every other nuclear plant going Fukushima, going Chernobyl. I mean, if the plants, if the staff at the nuke plants, they have families too. They don't want to. They're not just going to altruistically chain themselves to their position.
And in 3 weeks, they all blow up.
Or whatever it is. I mean, I haven't heard definitively.
I've had the engineers on the Pentagon say 2 to 4 weeks.
It's not sounding good. And there won't even be a response like the Russians. The Soviets were able to. I mean, very heroic Soviets. You can say what you want about the Russians, but they have very brave men and women. They put hundreds and hundreds of firefighters and other great people on the roof of that building, glowing building, to work for 2 or 3 minutes. They're all dead in a year. And it took that just to cap that sucker. If we have runaway nukes, who's going to, in a grid down scenario, there's nobody organizing a rescue of these nuclear plants. They're just.
That's why I talk about it's so dangerous, the phenomenon where people don't help each other anymore. When someone's run over in the street or a woman's been raped, people think it's so cute to only care about themselves. 7 million people in major university studies starved to death or via malnutrition associated with malnutrition during the Great Depression here, and 90% of us were agrarian, and more than half of those were totally self-sufficient. We are now reverse numbers, 89% urban, 11% rural, 5.5%, half of them are self-sufficient. My God, 5.5 self-sufficient versus 60%, 50%. I mean, we're talking time bomb.
Yeah, I say, how much food do they grow inside of your beltway? Because that's the only food you're going to have maybe for years or at least months. Best case scenario, you might have to figure out, how do I survive for just a few months? You know, when the pilgrims came over, some of their first colonies were lost due to starvation.
Jamestown, all of them, everybody died.
Right. And if you have a giant city, the people aren't going to stay in the city and die. One of the little essays I wrote in a collection called Trapping Feral Pigs and Other Parables of Modern Life, the lemmings don't stay on the island where they overbred because of a great summer, lots of grass seeds. They don't stay on the island. They bust out of there. So when grasshoppers, which are the same as a locust, a grasshopper is a locust, but when a grasshopper population gets up so high that they begin touching each other, releases hormones, they turn into these big armored war, you know, flying war insects called locusts. They do not stay and die. So we're going to see some very radical transformations when cities are starving. It's going to be very
within months. There's going to be all sorts of. If this happens, warlords will rise up. There'll be 50 armored vehicles coming down your street, heads on pikes. I mean, it's going to be hell on earth.
It will be, and that's why if people are fit and can take the ocean, read my get yourself a 30 footer and go. If you have a little bit more money, get a 40 or a 50 footer. But even if you're a broke teenager, you can rehab a 30 footer that you get for nothing.
Well, it's what everybody wants. There's some type of weird racial consciousness to want collapse and destruction, and there's a lot of little nobodies that want to be rulers, so they've imagined how they're going to put on little black uniforms and be in the new commie brigade, and all you're going to get is your gut stomped out. We'll be back in 60 seconds to finish a few final calls from Crystal and others for our guest, Matt Bracken. I'm Alex Jones, fourth hour, straight ahead. Day of the Night's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.